All right, man, we're just gonna run it, baby. We're gonna freaking do it live, and it's gonna be awesome. So back in 2021, I left a safe job in corporate America in pharmaceutical sales to pursue my passion in fitness and health and wellness and coaching and creating full time. So I left my safe job to pursue my passion and go all in on my potential. And I've never looked back. So in this video, in this episode, I want to share with you what that looked like, how I did it, what's most important, you know, as I look back, what would I do differently, if anything, and hopefully just share my story to help empower yours and encourage you, challenge you to grow and help you step into your potential. I'm a big believer, before we jump into it, I've shared this before, it's less about quitting your corporate job or, you know, moving to Australia like my buddy Brandon did, which is awesome. It's less about doing stuff like that and more about going all in on your potential. And make no mistake, you can do that wherever you are. You can do that in your safe corporate job. You can do that in high school. You can do that in college or studying to be a doctor. You can do it wherever you are. It's a mindset shift. It's an approach to life. It's you just deciding that your potential as a person, as a human, is way too valuable to sleep on. And so if it draws you away from your job, if it draws you into a different industry, then so be it. But listening to that voice, listening to that gut instinct is most important, and then taking steps into your potential, you know, moving towards your potential, feeling the fear, but taking action no matter what is the goal. So I think back in my own life, my journey, I remember working for Pfizer. I had moved from Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, to Sarasota, Florida. I'm living in my in-laws' house because COVID happened. We got married, COVID happened. And living at my in-laws' house, paying them like bare minimum rent, you know, which is probably just as bad as not paying him at all. I was living passively as a husband, right? And that's a whole thing I'm unpacking now. So that's a whole different story. But living super passively as a husband, as a professional, as a man in general, I was sleepwalking through life, settling for good enough and living really comfortably, but not fully alive. I felt this call in my life. I wanted to, you know, step back into fitness more and health and do something unique. Like, I always wanted to be an athlete. I always wanted to feel like I was not an average person. I felt like anybody could just sit at a desk and sell something or do numbers or whatever. And my passion, my strength, was always more people oriented. It was always more communication or coaching or encouraging. Like, I think I could be a great therapist, you know? I ask great questions. I can give people that presence and open space, create space for them to really think about things and unlock from within. And so, just wanted to practice silence. And so, I felt that call in my life, and I was like, you know what, man, I'm just settling in this job. So, I remember vividly, and I had worked up a clientele up to this point. I actually matched my salary that I was making with Pfizer online, right? So, I had enough clients to where I was matching my salary, which was great. It was below six figures, but it was big. And so, I was driving my father-in-law to the airport one day as a son-in-law who's mooching off him, living in his house, does. He would ask, jump, and I'd say, how high? Because I'm living in your house, right? So getting out from under that was huge, to say the least. But I'm driving him to the airport, and he asked me how life's going, how's work? He didn't ask me how life's going. He asked me how work's going, because he's a high driver, you know, type A, very direct. And if it's not moving his life, you know, taking care of his daughter, if it's not moving the needle forward in some way, it's like, what are we talking about? Like, how's the weather? Good. Like, whatever. Especially back in this day. Now we're much more friendly, and we can, you know, I bust his balls in different ways, and we play pickleball, and we're much more on the same kind of level ground, obviously, with tons of respect and tons of, you know, good pressure from that standpoint. I digress. The point is, he asked me about work, and so I go, man, it's good. I just got this award. I'm being recognized by my peers. I'm doing good stuff, but I just don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel like I'm in my passion. Like, I feel like health and wellness and fitness and coaching is way more in line with what I want to do. And he looked at me as I'm driving. He's like, you know, I hear you, Brian, but like, you don't gotta be living your dream every day. You don't gotta be working in your passion. You know, sometimes you just gotta put freaking food on the table and that's it. And so he's like, that Be Fit idea, which is my first company, he goes, that Be Fit thing's cute. It really is, like, awesome. You know, that's a passion project, great. Like, if that's what you can do outside of work, that's awesome. But don't be crazy. Don't walk away or leave a safe, predictable job that's putting food on the table and providing for your future family. And so in that moment, I was like, I disagree. No, I'm kidding. In that moment, I said, 100% I agree with you. I know there's potential. I left it at that. Long story short, I had got let go of that position, and I could have joined the same company or, you know, hopped to a different company in the same vein. You know, I easily could have got a job in the same industry, but I chose, you know what? I'm going to go all in here. I'm going to go try this because if I don't, I run the risk of regretting, right? So I took the leap. I went fully in with Be Fit. I remember Josh and I, my guy, we used to work at the same studio together, the first studio we ever did, just him and I. And we would celebrate after getting one client. It was like the end of the world for me, for him. It was like, I don't know if this is going to work if we don't get this one more client this week. Like, I'm at a point where I got to show some numbers here because it's a 90-day sprint type of thing, right? Anyway, long story short, we make it happen. And then it built, momentum took over, and I haven't looked back since. Now, why do I tell you that story? Well, because I want to talk about me in my life. No, only a little bit. But the truth is, I feel like this helps a lot of people. It's going to help a lot of people, you specifically, if you're still watching, you're at least interested in my story. And now we're going to get to the practical parts. Because as I look back in, you know, from today, knowing what I know now, would I change or do things differently? The way I made coaching and creating work as quickly as possible was I had a mentor. So I looked at someone who was doing it in the space. He was coaching men and women, mostly men, to get into their best shape ever. And it was also like a business approach. He worked with a high profile, high wealth type of individual and helping those busy working professionals, those men, go from good to great or go from sloppy with their bodies to freaking dialed in as a leader of men and people who look the part. Who look disciplined, healthy, full of life, energy, confidence, you name it. So I learned from him and I realized that he was making great money and making better impact by working with fewer people. So it wasn't some one-to-many product, it was one-on-one coaching. And then he scaled to a point where he had multiple coaches, up to a dozen or two dozen coaches working for him, all doing the same thing, helping men and women level up and elevate, but running through the same playbook with them. So I learned macros. I learned what a check-in, weekly check-in should look like. I learned the most important levers to pull to have a physique body recomposition, to lower body fat, to increase muscle, to dial in sleep, to dial in habits. The mindset coaching was something I always, you know, felt super passionate about because I was always learning, whether it's Tiny Habits or Atomic Habits, learning from guys like Tony Robbins, learning from guys like Jim Rohn, learning from guys like John, who was my mentor there, and helping guys unlock mentally, you know, mindset-wise. Because how many of us know we can know what to do, but still not do it? A smoker can know, yeah, smoking's killing me. It's you know, I'm sacrificing my long-term health and lungs for this short-term pleasure and dopamine, but doesn't mean the smoker stops, right? So, I you know, we can know what to do, but it takes a mindset coach. It takes someone who understands human psychology to help facilitate change, to help empower an individual to make a change. John Maxwell, this is a great coaching reminder too. John Maxwell, I believe, says people change in three different ways. They change when they hurt enough, they have to. When they're inspired enough, they want to. And when they're ready enough, they get to. Something along those lines. But in connection or in parallel to the Let Them Theory, Mel Robbins, we can't change people, right? We can only change ourselves. And so I'm focused on inspiring people to start lifting their perspective, start raising their standards for themselves and their life. Because it's 100% of the time that human beings settle for a life and a physique and a mindset and relationships and a marriage and a career less than what they're capable of. We're on a spectrum of like settling. Some of us are settling just a little bit and others are settling way more, but nobody is like 110% overachieving, living an overfulfilled life. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're all growing into it. And so I'm all about inspiring you to see yourself in a higher perspective. You can build the business. You can get in shape. You can change your life. You can save your marriage. You can become the person that your future needs. If you decide to, if you're ready, if you're inspired to, if you believe you can. And you feel that. That's my freaking coaching style. That's what I did with, started with one guy, and then four, and then three guys, then six guys, then nine guys, you know, following that pattern. And then 12 guys. I never got past many more than 20 people because it was high ticket, remember? I didn't want to spread myself too thin because I was able to charge a higher rate and work with fewer people and protect my time. You know, you can't work with 50 people if you're spending a good amount of time on check-ins and support throughout the weeks and reminders and all this stuff. Yeah. That's another thing though too, is it's called the law of the mirror, John Maxwell. You can't give value to yourself until you value yourself. In order to increase in value, you must first value yourself. And it's to the extent that we value ourselves that other people recognize that same value. Why do I say that? I say it because I used to charge, I think, like $1,800 for 3 or 4 months of working with myself one-on-one. That's crazy. I'm almost of the belief where I'm like, dude, an hour phone call, that's $1,000, you know? Straight up, just, and it's not that I need the money, want the money. It's like, no, like $1,500, $1,800 for 4 months of my coaching. My time, my coaching, my experience, my value is way more valuable than that. And the crazy part is, so once you elevate your standard for yourself, elevate your perspective, yeah, I'm worth asking for $3,000 a month. I remember that jump, $2,000, $3,000. I'm worth asking $4,000 a month. I'm worth asking $2,000 every single month you work with me. I'm worth asking $10,000 coaching retainer. As that progresses and you're working concierge, I'm not talking about like, I'm talking giving people real value for your time and making that worth it. The reality is I started working with better clientele. When I ask someone for $1,500 for 4 months, and then I contrast that with asking people or a man for $10,000 for, let's say, 6 months, it's a very different individual. Don't even think I did $10,000 for 6 months. I think it was still $10,000 for a year, and that's kind of where I've stopped, and I reverted back 6 months, and maybe it's around there. But the point is, the difference between clientele quality in terms of people ready, eager, motivated, and willing, deciding to change from $1,000 for 4 months to, let's just call it, $8,000 for 4 months, is vastly different. You're working with people who are ready to change, motivated to change. They have success in other areas to be able to afford this. They are able to invest in themselves. And you're actually helping people that are ready to change. They take your coaching. They take your fulfillment. They take your app, your services, way more seriously because they invested the money. They invested the energy. They said, this is worth it. So that's a really cool part of human psychology, is to the extent of that perceived value will be the extent of their investment, their energy, their emotional investment, their physical investment, their time investment. Is that making sense? Because that's been true for me. So that was just the idea of like, dude, start raising the way you see yourself, start investing in yourself, ask for more, you know, ask God for more, ask more for yourself, ask more of yourself, and step into that. and believe that you're worth it. And if you're just starting out, you're like, I don't even know if I see myself worth coaching people. Like, who am I? It's like, no, dude, who are you not to? You have a story, you have a background, you have a perspective that the world needs. And for you to walk away when you have a passion and desire based on fear is to settle and to do the world a disservice. And I say that all the time, but that's the truth. So you can't dim your light. You can't not believe in yourself when you were born to shine and when God believes in you already. God believes in you already, so why don't you believe in you? The cool part of what I discovered in the fitness space is I was doing something I would have done already for free. At the same time, though, was also helping grow my business. And so whether it's fitness or whether it's making arts or making content, it's like doing something, finding something that you would do for free, that at the same time, the more you share, actually drives your business. That's the sweet spot. That's the dream. That's the secret. It's the whole idea of like aligning your passions and your interests and your hobbies with things that actually bring the world value. And then the better you get at your passion, the more value you bring, the more you get paid, the more you get value received. Sometimes value is not just financial. Sometimes it's experience, right? You know, you come to a Live Elevated experience or event, the ticket might say this price, but when you leave and walk away and when you're connected to maybe someone you met or a business opens up, opportunity presents itself from that event, what's that worth? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's that actually worth? It's invaluable. So I'm a big believer that you just keep staying tapped into that, living in alignment with your passions, with what you feel like is your purpose, then the money takes care of itself. All right. And then finally I understand this truth more seriously than I ever have. But the truth is there's two ways to operate with business, life, relationships. Number one is to chase the butterflies as much as you can. You can just chase. You're chasing butterflies. You're trying to catch them all. You're trying to catch this client. You're trying to chase this person. You're operating from a place of lack. Like you don't have something you want. And so you need that client or you need this person to be someone for you. You need, which is really just another way to say, I lack. The flip side is you can, instead of chasing butterflies, you can build a beautiful garden. You can spend all your time chasing butterflies or you can spend all your focus being who you want to attract. Being the community you want to find in the world, right? Giving the energy you want to receive. You can build the body, you can build the relationships, you can build the mindset that you want people to see and be attracted to. You know what I'm saying? So like if I wanted to work with entrepreneurs, I would just go all in on like, yo, this is how I'm elevating or leveling up as an entrepreneur. If I wanted to sell an entrepreneur a fitness program, I'd be like, yo, entrepreneurship, building businesses, and balancing your health and your life is freaking hard. It takes a different type of dude to do that. Here's what's worked for me. Here's how I unlocked both a physique of an athlete, but a mind and a mentality of an entrepreneur. You know? So you're attracting people to your life by building the garden as opposed to needing the client. And the energy from I lack, turns into I'm good. I lack nothing. It's all good. I lack nothing. I already have what I need because I trust that as I step into this season, as I step into this next moment, I'm aligned. I'm spirit led. God is with me. God is for me. God is moving and living through me. And I trust that all things are working for my highest good. It's all going to be okay. It's going to work out actually better than the way I imagined it. So those are some thoughts. I hope that's helpful. Practical steps is just being consistent on social media. It's an absolute tool. If you're not posting your journey, sharing your transformation, documenting your business or your journey, you're missing out because you can have untapped growth on social media, on the online space, because it's an abundant pie that's forever growing, getting bigger. I think finding your niche is huge. So for me, it was fitness. I looked at three people. I looked at, you know, this person, that person, and that person. One for the mindset, the way they do it. One for the content ideas, and maybe one for the business model. And I would fuse them together, and I would take from the three inspirations, and I would make my own remix. I still, to this day, have a folder of inspiration. I love that post. I'm saving it. I love that idea. I'm saving it. I have a folder of inspiration that I can pull from at any point in time. I got a running list of journals, running list of notes, ideas, topics, stories, metaphors, messages that have resonated with and I want to share more of with the world. And I keep that right next to my bed. I keep it with me in my backpack. I always have it handy. And then obviously it's on my phone. Sometimes it's just on my phone. And the last thing I'll say is this, consistency. Everybody knows that, but consistency is the hardest thing to do. Unless you have a system with which you can do it. So I really do encourage you to find a system that works for you. For me early on to grow my fitness page, it was posting 6 times a week, one off day, like the cycle of creation, baby. God rests 7th day, whether that's literal, physical, or metaphorical. I probably lean toward the metaphorical side, metaphysical, but it's the rhythm of life to work, 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 and then rest. Work, 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 and then rest. Sometimes your rest days end up being the most productive days because you stop trying so hard and you get some clarity, you find some alignment, you connect with your creator, right? But that was the flow and it worked for me, and I freaking relentlessly executed a 6-day content creating path, and that worked. It was great. And then my page just steadily rose. And so, yeah, I think that's really where I'll land the plane. It's a lot of information. If you have any questions, definitely share it in the comment section. Reach out to me direct, DM me. That's kind of how I went from corporate America, safe job, predictability, to the unknown, to jumping in, sink or swim, to starting my own business and seeing where it went. And now I'm impacting so many more people because I just had the courage that God gave me to just take the step and to see what happens, you know? You never walk on water if you stay in the boat. Yeah. So believe in your dreams, man. God believes in you. You got to believe in you too. And for sure, if there's a dream or a passion, a desire that keeps you up at night, you think that's there on accident? You think that's there for no reason? It's there for a reason, baby. Answer the call. Okay? Answer the call. You got a call in your life? Answer that. Call God. Borrow some belief and do the dang thing. All right. I believe in you. You should too. Thanks for watching. If you have any questions, comment or leave me a DM. And if you want to see the 5 daily habits that I did consistently, almost religiously, when I first started out my online business, click this video here because those are powerful. All right. I'll see you next time. Thanks for watching. Keep becoming more you.